Alright, we're starting up a new one. Hi. And coming from the Yankees room on a 3-0 deficit of Tigers, of all teams to lose to. I'll talk more about that in a minute. I'm Dad.
And I am Flaming Wolf. No, just kidding. I'm Madeline. That is my code name.
Flaming Wolf. Where's that come from?
Elena.
Alright. I don't understand, but...
Mad Dog and... Bone and... Dead Fish and Bob the Eyeball and the Weird-Footed Ape and the Magical Tobuscus.
Weird-Footed, that sounds about right. It's pretty odd.
That's not me, that's someone else.
Alright, well, it is, today is the 17th of October, and our newest, books are out, our favoritest books are out. We got piles of stuff to talk about, including the good half or the better half of the new universe, for the most part. Madeline was a little disenfranchised by one of them.
Psy-Force.
Yes. Yeah. While our exercise was going, Madeline felt the need to pop in and say, this one stunk. I mean, stunk. Made no bones about it, my kid.
Yeah.
Let's chat.
It was stupid.
We'll talk. We'll talk. Hold on. I'm not ready to jump in the stupid bin with you just yet. We'll see. talk about Valiant stuff first. Let's face it, there aren't exactly a lot of new universe people who are chomping at the bit to talk about 25-year-old comics. You know, it's just been driving me crazy. And finally, this podcast has been invented so we can discuss Merc number 5. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
I've been waiting. All the mysteries of Mark Hazard will finally be solved.
Phew. Now we can talk about how Kickers is so good. Oh, no, hate it. Oh, crap.
Oh. I have to put out here, before we get too crazy into the books, Madeline has only recently discovered one of the wonders. Don't go impression it yet. Hold on. Don't go there yet. It might be... I don't want to be crazy here, but I don't want to be a copyright violator of...
We're sorry if this is violating copyright.
So, no, we're not going to.
We're not going to violate copyright.
We're not going to say it, but Madeline has recently discovered Chris Farley's sketch of self-improvement or self-help. How many times you watched that thing yesterday?
Just yesterday?
Like a million yesterday?
Yes.
Good gravy.
And Maggie and I were stimming it at lunch.
Ah, stimming, my favorite. Love the stim.
We were stimming it at lunch. Because Maggie's the one who told me to look it up.
Well, it's pretty funny.
Can I do the little thingy now?
You can't do that thingy.
Dang it.
I'm concerned that it may be a copyright violation. But if you feel the deep desire at some time or another, I have to be really crazy about copyright violation because of being a teacher and a media teacher to boot. I want to make sure that everything is used in the fair use sense, and, I mean, somebody even made a point to me today, there's no such thing as fair use. You don't have a right to fair use. I was like, oh, dear gracious. Now we're going a little insane overboard, but okay. comment and criticism is one of the things that's available to chat, as long as we're not selling our podcast, so.
This is free!
Yeah, so as long as you're not putting quarters into our machine out here. And trust me, you wouldn't want to put a quarter in this machine. It's ready for the scrap heap. I got informed today I'm getting a new computer at school, so hooray. I have just to back up my thousands of piles of garbage I've collected on it. So, but let's get out Exo Man of War first, because I don't have to say this. Harbinger's our favorite. Without question.
Without a doubt, it is our favorite.
Let's talk Exo first. So if you're following along, grab out your Exo Man of War.
You comic nerds.
That's right, you fellow comic nerds. Right, we're not.
Let's talk Exo.
I gotta ask you, how many times have you worn your Valiant shirt to school now?
Three.
Three times.
And you've only had it for 3 weeks.
Yes. not even 3 weeks. You had it for, I think it came and you wore it the next day.
Yes,
so.
I was like, everybody's like, is that a new book or something? And I'm like, no, it's my comic book nerdiness.
Right. Get it out there. Tell people. Put it in their hands. grab out your copy of EXO Manowar Madeline. I think he gave you one, right? The regular cover? She's like, here you go, and I'll use the character design cover. A bit of a controversy on this. There was talk that one of the covers was rare, a 1 in 50, and then they're saying, no, no, it's not rare. It's everywhere. So, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see where we're going.
That's why Dad's using nice.
Well, yeah, I'm just using the regular ones. So.
Character design.
Yeah, I've got the character. I said, I don't know which one's the rare one's supposed to be, so we're just going to be real careful, but peruse the same thing. What do you think about this?
This is comic? An awesome cover.
Yeah, the two covers, I love the character designs. We talked a little bit about that last time. Yes, that cover is gorgeous. Let me see if I've got the rare one, Matt. See if I can find it.
I love this cover.
Like, Greg was having a problem with the site for a while. Let's see if I can find. It's actually an homage to another cover. Yeah, I love that. Here's the other cover.
It rolls off your tongue. Oh, my.
It does roll off your tongue, doesn't it? It's pretty. Okay, take a look at this one. Okay. And then...
what's this? Why are there posters?
What? Oh, those are, Colin had those and he gave them to me.
Can I have one?
Yeah. Then I thought I gave you one. Careful, the dog's walking around here.
Winston, you walked on the comic.
Nope,
there's no stepping on the comic. We don't know which one's the rare one.
And no, we don't.
And if you ruin this one, it'll turn out to be the rare one.
It absolutely will.
Because you know that will happen.
Well, whatever we lose, that's always...
It's always the rare one.
Well, it's always the way it goes, you know. It's one of those things.
It's one of the, like, you're like, oh, it's not going to be rare. Just
and then
the
it turns out to be,
over
of course,
it, and then
yeah.
It's rare.
Oh, Greggy, you're making me crazy.
Yeah. I have this doll. I know. That's weird.
It's not weird.
It's a little bit weird. But now you can see how much my nerdiness is. But I have this doll that is... she's pretty old. She's like 2 years old now, I think. And that's old for a doll, trust me.
Old for an 12-year-old doll, yes.
Yes, old for a 12-year-old doll, and she is pretty beat up, and of course she went up to $40 on Amazon. So I can't buy a new one. I mean, if I got a new one, I would just, like, leave it in the box.
I'm trying to find out where this is an homage.
If I ever got any seconds of ones, and Rachel already had one, and both Rachel and Sarah didn't have one I could trade with, I would just leave it in the box.
Okay. Greg, I need to let you know when we're recording this so you can make sure the front part of the site is not down. I think it's been down like four parts, four times ever, and right now is one of those stinking times. Making me crazy. I'll show you. If I can find it later, I'll show you.
Well, you don't like shoes? What are you doing?
I have no problem with shoes.
Oh,
you're playing some silly dumb iPad game.
Person.
All right, let's talk EXO Manowar. Let's talk the story of it. Ninjak is taking Eric down, and I think there's a lot to be said there.
Aw, you stink.
I don't stink.
I'm talking to the person on here. Like, she doesn't like one thing that I say, and then she doesn't like me anymore. She's like, yawn, 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 and I'm like, shush.
Just dumb games. What you think about this EXO Manowar? Let's talk about it first.
I thought it was good.
Okay, why'd you think it was good? Remember, you can't just say, it is good.
Yeah,
did
good.
You play that game? It was good. Did you go to that restaurant? It was good. It was so good. It's so very nice and good. That's like the worst description ever. No one's gonna be like, wow, she said it was good. Very good. Real good. I mean, the funniest thing about that to me is I'm teaching high school students and I'm telling them, I say, well, that description's terrible. It doesn't tell you anything. I say, well, write me a description. It was So. Very good. Don't you dare throw up in here, you dog. She'd be puking.
Oh, gosh, now he's walking on the couch.
Oh, now he's coming to me. Oh, let's sit on the comic books. Which one is the valuable one? The dog will throw up on it. I'm certain. I'm certain of it. So we want to find the rare one, put them all in front of the dog, and find which one he steps on and pukes. All right, dog, we've got to be out of here. Come on. Let's go, Wynn. Come on, Wynn.
Just put them all in the cases and go to the dog. Which one?
You want a prediction for what the hot comic will be? We'll lay them all out at the Pittsburgh Comics. Bring my dog in. We'll certainly quickly find out which one. Ay, ay, ay. We're in a wild mood
like,
today.
Tear it up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tear it up. It will be like, oh, that's the rare comic. Goodbye, Colin.
Yeah, thanks, Colin. Yeah, that's the one you should buy more of. Oh, I can't. Your dog just bit it. Okay. All right, let's talk about Ninjak. Come on. We're losing it here, big time. Back and forth between the captive, and of course the captive is that Vine member that we met last issue. Alexander Dorian? Dorian. And I think that's an interesting name choice, too, picture of Dorian Gray. Here's the original. Finally.
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 He's capping on us.
So you've got this weird three corners scenario here with this Vine plant plus, here's the original mess. Here's this one. No, that's the one that's out. And here's the original one. See? This was the Ninjak number 5. And here's XO 6.
Ninjak. I don't love how it's Ninjak with XO Manowar, and then XO Manowar with Ninjak.
Well, I like that. I mean, coming into this, everyone was saying, well, no way that Ninjak could win. XO would blow him out of the water. And I'm thinking, all right, yeah, okay, but I've trusted these guys up to this point. I can't believe they'd write some story that just sounds stupid, like, okay, they punch each other, and look, Ninjak wins, because he's a good puncher, or something. Uh-huh. Or he knows some extreme martial art thing that we've not heard about. But
yeah. That's my extreme martial art.
Well, they've done it sort of twice now. They pointed out a couple of really good things in the last issue. The sneaking, or the spying, or the looking behind him. And I'm noticing the color on him is also more muted. A lot of worries about the purple being the vast majority color.
Oh,
and it
no.
isn't. I like purple. Let me say that out loud and confront it.
I like purple, too. Purple is my third favorite color.
It's my favorite and my wife's favorite. Mom's favorite, too.
It's my third favorite color.
A lot of connections between that, but you're really seeing Ninjak as this... sneak attack guy, the guy from behind the shadows, the guy who slowly moves in, and also the guy who knows when to fight and when not to fight. Eric gets the armor back on when Alexander awakens him. Ninjak throws a couple stars at him and then says, all right, now he's back, so I'm out of here. And a lot of pretty nice stuff at the end, and I do like even the little sound effects, just the tink swip. I mean, they just seem like the most pathetic little sounds here. Like, ding, 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 swip, you. You don't really have... You like that one? Yeah, that's the 5. We showed, I showed that last month.
I know.
Yeah.
The two next to each
together.
But they combined it, and it's really cool. Mm-hmm.
It's
I'm looking at dirty pictures on Google Images.
What? You know, my school has blocked almost everything from Google Images now.
Why?
I'm sure some ridiculous kid looked up something stupid on it, and they started blocking it en masse. Let's talk about how Ninjak survives, gets away, really takes to the lam, and there's this allegiance or alliance between Eric, who saves this Alexander, and says, all right, I saved you, now you owe me, tell me what's going on. But I love the fact that Ninjak sends out these little tiny things, I mean, they're really microorganisms out of his little blade to look for where Eric is and gets the audio down there. and then finds that recording. I mean, the worry for Eric now isn't necessarily that he's won't be able to win him in a fight. It's that Ninjak will, number one, not fight fair. Number two, won't fight a fight he's going to lose. And number three, Eric's got to go to sleep sometime. Or as we found out in the old incarnation, he has manly urges that drive him to do stupid things. Men are stupid. Remember that? Say that out loud, Madeline.
Men are stupid.
Stupid. Really dumb. The dumbest. Dumb.
No, they're not.
Oh, God. Ugh. You've fallen into the male trap. I'll bring your mom over here. Chris!
What?
Men are stupid, right?
You know what I always say about that.
What do you always say? I'm bringing my wife in on the podcast. What are boys? Come here. Boys are what?
Yucky.
Boys are yucky! That's right, Madeline, you say it.
Boys are yucky.
They're yucky! That's right! We say we have a bae moment. Boys are disgusting. Trust me, I'm one of them. I'm disgusting. Say it.
You are disgusting.
Ah, that's right. You're pain in the neck. They're nasty. Don't trust them. They're gross. They're stupid. They don't think. They're driven by stupidity. That's dominating control mongers. So, Exo Man of War, you like it or not like it?
I did like it. It was very good, and I thought that the Ninjak thing was, how they expanded on that was good. The first one, everybody thought, I thought that he was going to die.
Who, Ninjak or Eric?
No, Eric. I thought that he was
Eric,
going to die.
Like Exo Man War was going to die?
Yeah, I thought he was going to die, and that they would just, you know what would have been cool? Mm-hmm. If the one character dies, they could expand the comic into Ninjak. That would have been
oh, that's
cool.
Not a bad idea.
That would have been fun.
I actually thought about that, like, in the 80s. I thought that'd be awesome to make a comic with a lame character or a dorky character that's taken over by somebody else. Like, somebody kills him. Like, lame man, and he gets executed. And then lame man becomes your title character. Lame man becomes the background character, and it changes its name to something else. I had this image of something. Anyway, I'll get there later. Save it. Save it for when you're designing and drawing comic books, Madeline.
Okay.
Right. Seriously, truly, Mads, like, when you're talking about entering writing, Madeline is a extremely gifted writer. No. Loves writing. What?
I do love writing.
Well, listen to me. Trust me here. Listen, kid. Number one, when you enter the comic book field, there are, like, billions of people around. Number two, it's dominated by who? Nerds, not just nerds. What kind of nerds?
Comic book.
What kind of gender comic book nerds? Boys, right. And a girl comes in and all the boys go, huh, I dumber now because there's a girl here. You should see the girl. I should take you to a podcast some night. You can see all the boys wag their tongues at this one girl who shows up. And she's not bad looking, but all the boys turn into idiots around her. So you become a writer for comic books in a very male-dominated world, my little girl, suddenly you're an anomaly. Not just because you're a good writer, because you've had experience with comic books since you were 12. You know what's going on with this stuff, okay? Life advice, Madeline. Get yourself a nice degree, then start submitting stuff to a comic book company you might like. Like, I don't know, Valiant, perhaps. All right?
I'm listening.
Okay. Harbinger. Let's talk Harbinger. I know this is where you wanted to go.
Yes. That is.
Tell me what you think.
That was very, very good.
Very
see?
Nice and good.
See?
Very, very good. You may
very,
have just been thinking it was very good, but
good.
She said it was very, very good. Whoa, well, two varies. That's plenty.
Yep, that's even
tell better. Me things you liked, Booger Pants.
Tell me things. Things you liked.
What did I like?
No, you told me to tell you things I liked, so I wrote things you liked.
Tell me what you liked in the comic book.
In the comic book.
You have a copy right there.
But I don't want to open it.
Open it. You have a copy. I opened mine.
You talk about it while I'm opening it.
Okay, let me talk first about the beginning and end of the comic then.
Why are you going to the end?
Because it's the Bleeding Monk section.
The Bleeding Monk.
Two panels at the beginning, and so it begins, the Omega rises. And I think that's important in a couple of ways.
That's what the comic book thing is called, the Omega Riser.
Right. You've got...
There are kids screaming through the window.
When I say kids, you mean your sisters?
Your sisters and Noah.
Yeah. You've got a couple of things happening here. One, this pretty darn important character from the beginning, and not just the beginning, but the beginning of Harada's life, his origins of a character, and then showing up at the end, literally walking out of town in Pittsburgh. And by the way, this drawing of Pittsburgh, pretty amazing. Now I want to go downtown and take a look at this building that they've actually made as the Harbinger Foundation. Walking across, and I can't quite tell where it is downtown, if it's coming from the north side into Pittsburgh, or more than likely, Pittsburgh itself into, or across, toward Mount Washington, or the like. I'm not sure where that is. But what a beautiful statement that is. Now, we don't know when the Bleeding Monk leaves, but of course, something in here happens that makes him leave. And he's influencing in the last panels there. So important that he abandons the Harbinger Foundation. Now, we don't know if he's got another mission. We don't know if he's been sent to do something else, or if he's just getting out of Dodge. Like, oh no, Pete's going to come destroy things or take care of stuff. I need to leave now. I don't know that. Let's talk about the characters and interactions and scenarios here at the beginning. You've got the section with Ingrid. I think she's an important character to discuss. Then there's the Hidden Moon character to discuss, that battle. But those two happen at the beginning. We've got the Hidden Moon discussion, and we've got Ingrid, which comes back to and again back through. Who do you want to talk about first? Put away those pictures.
Hidden Moon or Ingrid?
Right. Who do you want to talk first?
Hidden Moon.
Okay. Let's talk Hidden Moon first. She's the second one to come to. What do you think about her interaction with Pete? Outside of, I liked it, or it was good, or very, very good.
It was very, very, very good.
Don't do this to me. Tell me some other stuff about it. Go.
Okay. So Hidden Moon... was not there. Hello, phone. Hidden Moon was not there very much, but I thought he was very cool.
Why? You're laughing at yourself. You see why. Look at the comic.
He can control minds.
Okay. Right, but what about the interaction with Pete here? I'm not asking who is Hidden Moon. We're asking why is this interaction with Pete important? What happens here that makes it so vital to the comic?
Murders him.
Pete pretty much murders him. How does he kill him?
Which he takes and he's beating him up, and then he sees Joe because they're fighting in the room
right.
with Joe, and then he stabs him with the thing that was in Joe.
Right. Stabs him with the syringe, and then
he beats him to death.
Beats him to death with a stick. I mean, this is a violent execution. This is something where Pete jumps across and literally destroys him. And that's...
Goodbye, Hidden Moon.
Right, right. I mean, it beats him to death. And there's something important about the interactions here. Number one, you've got Hidden Moon, who is... his only power is to eliminate powers. And he's ticked off that he's interacting with all these other kids. He really has a perspective of these dang kids.
These darn kids.
Kids today.
You kids better get off my lawn.
Right. Seriously. You know, kids today are wasting their gifts. They have nothing to do with it. They don't do anything. And while I tend to agree to a certain point of this, they're exactly the same as kids were when we were kids. I didn't jump in to the rest of my life and say, gee, Willikers, I will read all of these novels because they're the awesomest, most fun thing ever. And I won't play my Atari 2600 6 hours a day. I mean, the obsession that kids have today with whatever gadgets they have are the same things that we had 20, 30 years ago with whatever junk we had at that point. And our important...
School.
Right. And he has a point saying, you've wasted gifts of gifts of...
School.
Right. Gifts of youth, things that you've done. You want everything handed to you, and that's been the same for hundreds of years. There has not been a generation of people that's, you know, worked their maximum potential all the way around.
In a very long time.
But the ironic... ever. But the ironic part about it is... He's talking to him saying, you refuse to work towards betterment, you want things handed to you, all my power only is to take things away, and if I had a power like yours, well, I'd do stuff. And he's arrogant because he believes he can defeat Pete, and Pete
and
makes...
And he's like, Pete sees the dead Joe, and he's like, I will beat you to death with
not,
this.
Not
stick.
Just that, there's the couple little things here. It feels a lot like, I love where Pete says, feels a lot like listening to a pompous ass... gas on and on, and
Arse.
Then he cracks him one, and then breaks his arm. And then petition for your death, as I have from the beginning. I mean, his solution for them is execution.
You're gonna die.
Right, you're gonna die.
You're gonna die.
And then Pete beats the...
Crap.
Beats him. Beats him
the
to death.
Crap out of him.
Yeah, he beats him to death. And I love... his response at the end.
Hey, here, let's say this beats the life out of him.
Yeah. Well, both Pete's comment, because I'm not done with you evil bastards by a long shot, and then his response, his near-toothless response of, can't move your foe, Dan check. And it's a pretty obvious...
It's
not g-mump yourself, it's g-something else yourself, and that's... I mean, and his still defiant at the end, and then Pete breaks through and goes after Ingrid. And in Ingrid's defense, she's been arguing for the rehabilitation of him all along. She has been fighting for him to live, but she's also going about it a way that's real dirty. Remember last comic, what did she say? She wants to save him, she wants to rehabilitate him, but she takes him to a place where what surrounds him is...
dead people.
What kind of dead people? Who does she... who does
people?
He see?
Joe.
Joe. Did Joe kill himself?
No.
No. What happened?
The people killed him.
They killed him. And what's important about Ingrid showing him the dead body is... What kind of comment is that? What is she showing him?
That she doesn't want.
Does she go in saying, we killed Joe... Why does she go in saying, Joe is dead?
Because she doesn't want him to know that they're dead.
Right, she does not want to know they killed him. She's lying to him. She's under the guise of best case scenario, or this is my favorite garbage, ends justify the means. And that's garbage. It's garbage. It's garbage. And I can't say that enough. Ends do not justify means. You're saying, if you're operating for something of the betterment of all, it's okay how we do it. You don't need to worry about how the things happen if it's better for everyone in the long run. That's crap. That's crap. That's what tyrants say. That's what liars say. So in my mind, she's just as bad as Hidden Moon, who just lies to him.
You're
you know,
a piece of crap.
Or tells him the hard truth. She's the other side of that, the gentler liar. And that's garbage. Now, two awesome characters here. You've got Livewire and Stronghold. And I don't know if you made it that far in the original Valiant run.
Nope.
But they were in the original Valiant run. You've got Eddie, who his power is to absorb stuff and make it into strength. And then Livewire. What happens with Livewire? Who's she? You done for tonight?
No.
Okay.
I forget what her power is.
She controls electricity.
Oh, yeah, she controls machines.
Mm-hmm.
And then she does the pew, pew, pew thing.
She's the one who let Pete out.
Yep.
She betrayed him. And what happens when Harada finds out about it from her? What does she say?
She
essentially says, I betrayed you, I let him go, forgive me. Why does she turn Pete on him? What's she worried about?
The person killing him.
I'm so sorry, Master. You are truly great, but you have so much power. There must be another. There must be balance. I accept your condemnation and whatever punishment you have for me. What is she worried about?
Stronghold?
No. She's selling this to Harada. What's she worried about with Harada? I'm so sorry, Master. You're truly great, but you have so much power. There must be another. There must be balance. What's she worried about?
World dying.
Why?
Because Harada has too much power.
Right. What does she want?
Someone for balance.
Right. Who would that balance be?
Pete.
Right. Do you see that? And she's allegiant to Harada still. Even she throws herself on his mercy. She says, I accept your condemnation, whatever punishment you have for me. And then he says, you've achieved nothing but destroyed my trust in you. I mean, that's saying, even freeing him, doesn't matter, I'm still going to kill him. I'm still going to get him. He's still going to lose. Do you see why that's so important?
Yeah.
Eddie, on the other hand, is just a loose cannon. He wants to just shoot the crumb out of everybody. And he really enjoys what's going on. I love this new Livewire. I love her. She's great. And the original Livewire, one of my least favorite characters, she stunk. You got this confrontation, this return, and even the interrogation. Who let him out? And, you know, Harada's admission, I'm not going to probe you no matter how much I want to. And we get this message back that he's coming, and then comes the confrontation. We've got Livewire and Stronghold. We're going... Oh, that's nice. Where that from?
Google Images.
Here's a ninjack I've never seen. What's that? It's almost like a...
Go to Google Images. If that's on... I actually saved that to our photos, because I thought it was cool.
What I'm interested is where... This looks like... Zercher? Ninjack Colin King. Colin's eyes are light blue. Twin purple seams piping on the mask. Middle and ring fingers... of the gloves are light purple and gray. And there's a Z on it. It looks like Zercher's design. Almost like a design cover for
that's
old Zercher. That's really good. It's cool.
If you go to
Google Images
Google
for Ninjak.
Google Images and you search Ninjak, that's where I found it.
It's pretty nice. Well, you've got this weird battle and this back and forth. Who's losing, who's gaining.
Stuff for Ninjak.
Past some of the design covers. She's on an iPad now.
Yep. Oh, look.
Okay. Let me see it. It's on... Oh, it's Newsarama. Ninjak returns with... Huh? Let me take a look. I haven't seen that article.
I thought it was cool.
maybe I have seen this?
I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I don't remember seeing that. When it comes up, let me know. But you've got this back and forth kind of... battle, and Pete obviously loses. He's going to lose, but he goes on the offense against Edward the Killer. I don't know what you did just now, Edward, but you totally messed up the structure of it. Is there a date? Well, it's the 15th of June. It's old school. But there's an image down at the bottom. It's like a Zercher image. I'd never seen that before.
That was cool. I thought
it was
nice.
Cool. Yeah, it is nice. It's from July, if you want to go check out the Newsarama teaser.
Newsarama.
For,
It was cool.
Well, Pete obviously wants to go on, destroying Eddie here, because he's got, you know, the vendetta, and while the whole structure of the building's getting ripped apart, destroyed, makes it collapse on him, which is pretty awesome. Then we go back, and, Livewire turns on Harada, trying to close him down, and of course, he can't be beaten. Now let's talk Faith a minute. Another awesome character here.
Yes.
Tell me about Faith. What's your impression of her?
Thought she was cool.
Okay, why?
Because she was not afraid to be herself anymore.
Right. That's so much important about her, and I think not just for her, but the comic book industry as a whole. Creating this girl who is not a type girl, no one looks at this kid and says, wow, she's so healthy or thin.
She's so beautiful.
Yeah, and truly, she's an awkward person, but she's also confident and comfortable who she is. And remember, they were planning to execute her in this. A couple of the Harbingers were planning her execution. And she saves him. Saves Pete. And even Pete is sort of falling apart. He's got this chunk of glass sticking out of his face. And the Josh Whedon comment is awesome. I'm going to be the greatest superhero in forever. Josh Whedon's going to make a freaking movie about me starring Christina Hendricks. Awesome. Awesome. I so totally saved you from those jerks, too. Boom. Her interpretation, update modern day, is phenomenal. And I know that it was not based so much on the original storyline as it was on the original character. Gorgeous. Just amazing how that comes around again. And certainly we're going to have a conclusion to this at the end. But I think two more knock out of the park kind of comics. I can't say enough about the direction right now this is going. Harbinger keeps picking up steam. And I don't know if I like this more than the fourth one or not. I certainly liked it a whole lot, but it was a knock out of the park kind of a feeling with this. Really well done. Really well done. You're okay with this, Mads?
What?
This Harbinger one? You liked it?
Yes.
All right, let's talk our new you stuff, because we're over a half hour already. And I know the girls have been outside, but let's chat about this. Where do you want to go first on the new yous? Spitfire, Merc, Psi-Force, DP7.
Let's do Psi-Force first, because I did not.
Madeline hated it, and I don't know why. You needed something? Okay. Madeline hated Psi-Force. Why'd you hate it?
The new villain was really dumb.
I'm not a fan of the new villain in particular. And I don't like all of the reviewing everything, but I do like the differences and confrontations that everyone's sort of feeling bad for themselves. I'm starting to like the art a little bit more. It's almost like Cary Evans' art, that sort of representative art. But I understand where you're coming from. Not my favorite of the bunch. Can we talk Merc next?
Sure.
What'd you think about Merc?
I read this one first, so...
Yeah, last night or two nights ago or something.
The girl I liked.
Yeah, like the girl in there. What else?
And I have a picture on the iPad that says, nerd girl problem number something. When people think that your favorite Star Wars character is Padme or Leia because they're girls. Yeah, that's true for me.
Fair enough. I see that. I like this, but it's starting to feel like one-offs for me. Like, there's no connectivity from issue to issue. That's the biggest thing it's losing. Then let's talk about the good ones. DP7 and Spitfire. Thing I'm noticing about Spitfire right now is we're not seeing the robot at all. Max is not here. Put away those pictures for, like, 5 minutes. We're almost done. Okay. Spitfire's not even there. The girl is there, but it's more the decisions of character.
It's more the troubleshooters in Spitfire.
In this one, yeah, it was definitely the troubleshooters. And that's starting... Did you notice one of the characters, the strong arm character? Instead of Armstrong, strong arm character? Yeah, I thought that was a little bit odd in this one. I was like, oh,
who's
that's
Armstrong?
Weird. In Archer and Armstrong.
Oh.
Oof.
Strong arm.
They call him strong arm here. Mm-hmm.
Does he live forever?
No, it's just the power of his little robot arm things. They're using all those crazy robot things. You got all these guys doing stuff, and his power apparently is raising his hand up in the air really high. You got a fast one, you got somebody with a thing on their face, you got someone with strong arms and a laser beam, and, I don't know, the beer crew in the back or something. Yay! Go get them, guys! You can do it! It's okay. They're a little need more better powers. Or
the
something.
Dancing guy, he's doing the Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Thank you, riding the pony. Well put. All right, DP7 then. Law of Strange.
He was before his time.
He was way before his time.
He's doing the Gangnam Style dance.
All right, let's talk about the last TP7. What do you think?
That was good.
Yeah, it's super strong. Why?
Because I kind of was comparing it to Psy Force.
Okay, well, yeah.
Because the fact that the dude left in the one in Psy Force and the other dude, and you know he's gonna be right back.
Well, yeah.
You know he's gonna be back.
Scuzz more than likely will return. But I do like the fact they just. Oh, I'm sorry.
Checkbook.
Paying that. Electric bill.
Bills.
The comic is real. And I also like the real confrontation.
Ish.
Well, I liked, yeah. But I like the real look at religion here. And I didn't feel like it was preachy or deprecating at all. I thought there were a lot of different looks at it. Very religious, somewhat religious, not at all religious. The effort to exercise, and then the quote-unquote dark side coming out, and the priest even saying at the end there, hey, look, I can't exercise you, it's not going to do anything, but we can go ahead, you know, I'm going to pray for you. It was more very even-handed look in a lot of different ways on that. I thought that was pretty important. But you also noticed the white event being mentioned in there?
Hmm?
Did you notice the white event?
What white
being mentioned in there? That's the Origin L event for New Universe. There's this big streak of white light that came down before it started and gave some people powers, and no one knows why. And they're starting to piece it together. And this issue, they're mentioning it, I think, for the first time. First time since, like, the first set of comics, that something happened, and, you know, we all got these powers since then. And someone even says in response, well, we all got the powers since Ronald Reagan was elected president. No one says that's the cause of it, do they? Or something along those lines. It's not this forcing mystery that you have to solve the whole way, but that's sort of coming through.
Also, I like mysteries.
Yeah, yeah, I know you do.
And horror books.
Oh, I didn't know you like horror books.
Yes, I do.
Do you know I put the Sherlock Holmes on your Kindle?
Yes.
Have you read any of those?
No, but Daddy, I read the free sample of the Carrie book.
Which Carrie book?
The book about when she's telekinetic. It was the sample of it, the free sample.
You have to help me out a little bit. If you have a couple gift cards still, you can use them if you want. But show me the book. I need to take a look at it first before I put it on there. Okay.
I bought the sample. It was free.
Yeah, and listen, anytime you want a sample book, it's free. I don't care. But putting those on there, I want to make sure it's okay first. Okay. I like DP7. And it's obviously the strongest book of the bunch. I don't know why Justice isn't included in that conclusion. I think it's the weakest of those four. But I think from here, Starbrand starts to go bi-monthly. I think there was some indications or strong indicators that this was not going to be successful. And certainly
Did it survive through the second one?
What?
When they all got cut?
Starbrand did. Starbrand, but it was bi-monthly. And then DP7 and Justice and Psyforce. I know. I'm like,
you would think that Merc would be.
Yeah, I thought Merc would be as well,
and
but it didn't.
Would be in place of Justice. That's what I would
Yeah, think. That's what I would have put as well. I would have put Spitfire in that group, too. I mean, I know the troubleshooters are a bit lame, but...
I would have put Spitfire. I would have kept DP7 mm-hmm. and...
Not Psyforce.
And...
Nightmask, maybe?
And Starbrand. And I would have kept DP7, but I would not have kept Justice.
No, I would have gotten rid of Justice, too. I thought it was... I think it's stupid so far.
Thank you that Kickers got...
Goodbye. Well, Kickers, I think we're in a uniform agreement with the universe saying Kickers is garbage. But I think...
Come
Spitfire
on,
is
like a 70s comic.
Spitfire is salvageable, but I also think Nightmask was salvageable.
It was pretty good. Nightmask was... The strongest one is definitely DP7.
Oh, yes.
No question about it. Mm-hmm. It's very good, but... The second strongest one, I think, would either be Night Mask or...
Of the canceled ones?
No, yeah.
Really?
Merc or Night Mask. That's what I would think.
I thought Spitfire was stronger. For a read? You got, on the bottom four, you've got Night Mask.
Especially for it being a kid's book.
Like, well...
These are kind of quote-unquote kid's books.
They're not kid's books, though. Remember, this is just a different era of comics. We're not talking about a time when creepy old guys like me were the only people reading comics. You're talking about a time when comics were really geared for kids. I mean, I gotta get you on some of the like Bronze Age Marvel stuff. That's really great stuff. Like, the Silver Age stuff is...
Stupid?
Stupid's too hard a way to put it. I mean, you've read some of it, and some of it's, like, painfully bad to read.
Hulk
was painfully bad to read. But some of the Bronze Age Marvel stuff, like, really starting Claremont X-Men, that's great stuff.
X-Men, you know, is what? Usually good.
It's on the iPad, if you want to pop to it.
Okay.
I put, from the DVDs I bought, I put them on there. I mean, we own them, so it's all the X-Men.
We're magical.
We're not magical. We went and bought them for real. We've got X-Men and Hulk, which is terrible. But Hulk has some better stuff really late, like late 80s, early 90s. There's some great Hulk stuff. But there's some painfully bad Hulk Smash era garbage.
Hulk Smash!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Claremont X-Men, pretty much Giant Size X-Men number one, on probably down about to into the 200s.
Harbinger has always been my favorite comic.
Harbinger has some dark areas in later ones, though.
I would love to have the Harbinger shirt with the little...
Oh. If you're listening...
Comic... T-shirt creators, make a Harbinger shirt.
Talk to Dinesh. Say, Dinesh, here's the thing. I've worn my Valiant comic book shirt 3 times to school, and I'm 12. I'm in middle school. And I want one of those Harbinger shirts.
So I can wear it to school and go, I am a comic book nerd.
That's right. Careful, you're sitting on a comic book there.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, comic book.
It's the valuable one. You're crushing it. So, that's the scoopula of where we are right now.
The scoopula.
Yeah, I think this was a pretty good episode, Mads. I'm pretty proud. Okay. Anything else you want to say? Because we won't be back for like a month.
Okay.
The next one coming out, though, is next month. Shadow Man will make a reappearance. And the thrust of it looks to be very different than the last set. Very.
Are you really ready to go? Because I wanted to say something to you.
Okay. What, you want me to shut this off before you say it to me?
No, I want to say something to the audience.
Okay, are you going to say something about... All right.
Happy Nebuchadnezzar Day!
Happy Nebuchadnezzar Day. What the heck that means, I don't know.
We have dubbed today, my friends and I have dubbed today Nebuchadnezzar Day because we like saying it.
Yes, it is a pretty darn fun name to say.
I can spell it.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Farewell, y'all. And we'll see you beginning of November.
Happy Nebuchadnezzar Day.
And happy Nebuchadnezzar Day to you.
See, you can't say it.
Nebuchadnezzar Day! Goodbye.
You can't say it, let alone spell it.